This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And it is Jackson Davis with a rebound. Warriors 107-89. Pick and roll, Jackson Davis. Great no-look bounce pass inside to GP2 for the lay-in. That was spectacular.
How about that?
20-point lead for the Warriors. What is, that might be the assist of the night right there.
I did not know Trace Jackson Davis had that in his bag.
Dub Nation, this is Trace Jackson Davis. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studio. You're listening to Stein and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Thanks, TJD.
Man, TJ, I admit, I saw that play and I was like, that was nice. That was nice.
Well, no, I'm just, get you changing. I love it.
Spectacular.
I got to do something to you. Just you and Evan.
Real nice.
Can you let me get this one
it's
off?
It's a nice look.
It was.
Real nice
Burn.
Look.
The baseball game World Series went 18 innings last night.
I'm sorry, what?
The World Series baseball game that I'm sure you watch went 18 innings.
Nada.
All right, well, let's see because you like trivia.
Okay.
Can you and Evan guess, in 18 innings of baseball, how many pitches there were thrown?
Oh, I like this. I love
Evan,
this.
Evan, man, he looking like he might already.
That's such a.
I love that.
But
though.
I saw it and said, damn.
Okay, hold how many on. Pitches?
18. Right, I'll let you guys do
whoa,
it.
Whoa, right, hold right. on.
I don't think you guys will come. Let me stop.
385.
That is a just.
545.
Getting closer.
More than that?
Oh, yeah. Well, I just took 15 per half inning.
609 pitches were thrown.
Yeah, I went like 100.
Well, that's two games.
Times 609. Four. But that, yeah, I probably should have used more
that
than
was
100.
Low. Yeah, 609. It's a record.
Damn.
What was the best part of that game last night?
Oh, the walk-off and plays at the plate. But Ohtani is the modern-day Babe Ruth. The dude got walked through. Come on, stop. You
what
and
happened?
Evan gotten a little something on
what
the thread.
Happened?
He got walked three times intentionally.
Yeah, I think it was four.
Was it four?
He got walked four times, intentionally three.
Yeah.
I mean, basically it was four, though. They threw him four straight balls in the dirt in the last at-bat.
That's just... Wow.
And have they already said they're not pitching to him the rest of the series?
He was on base nine times.
Is that it?
What are you talking about?
Nine times in a baseball game.
Ohtani!
Clogging up the base paths. Is he fast?
He
got thrown out.
Yeah.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how many steals did he have this year, you know, offhand?
He had 50 last year.
Oh, well, when you hit 100 home runs,
he's not on first much.
Dude.
Oh, man.
He's starting tonight.
And they play tonight. He's pitching. Babe!
Wow. He's pitching.
That's incredible. That is incredible.
Look, I appreciate
it
you saying it.
There's no doubt.
God, dog it.
But you know what? I mean,
what?
But Devers is a superstar.
Well, we got Vitello. The Presser Thursday.
A couple things here. It's funny. From the 559. Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line. The Lakers are going to be top six because of all the free throws they shoot. 40 in one game. That'll never stop.
Without LeBron. Without LeBron. That happened without LeBron.
415. Horrible bet, Goo. Once LeBron comes back, the ball is stuck in his hands on offense, and he's a turnstile on defense.
I mean, how'd they look last year? It's Minnesota. They had no height, but the Warriors got there, advanced.
Minnesota, they killed the Lakers last year.
Yeah, but because they didn't have size.
I don't care what they had or didn't have.
Now they got Ayton.
Exactly.
The bet was top six, though, right?
Yeah.
Well, they were in the top six last year.
Right, and this year they have Ayton.
They have Luka.
Yeah, that, skinny Luka. I like the bet.
Okay. 262. Guru, if this Jonathan Kuminga play continues, y'all should make Steiny wear a shirt for a whole show that says, I was wrong about Kuminga. I was wrong.
Would you do that?
No, but I'll tell you what I would wear. I would wear a shirt that said, Kerr was right about Kuminga.
Your
ass on the glass, dude, finally.
He got 10 of them.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not tolerating any more of the crap from these people saying he did this last year. Whenever he got a chance to play, this is what he... No, he didn't. He's a different player. It's obvious. And if you can't see it, I don't know what to tell you.
It's a continuance from the playoffs.
Yeah, except he's added more to his game now.
You know what? He has. But I didn't like Curry saying the Unks are going to be out. I don't want to watch that game. Where Dre, Jimmy, and Seth, and we're not going to get too many of those if one, right? Not coach's decision. You'll get in trouble by the league because that's the old school load management.
They can if rest it's a peacock whoever they, game. They're all hurt already, probably. So they can, they can figure it out. By the way, you know, it's been 2 hours and we have really been giving Jonathan Kuminga his flowers. Why don't we give flowers to another guy who had a great game?
All right.
Ponzi!
It helped that he knocked down the first shot of the game, but he just looked like the guy we saw all training camp and all last year,
yep.
You know, or the second half of last year once he got it going. And it's a great night for Brandon. You know, he and Moses knocking down 10 threes combined. That was really impressive. Fun to watch, and you know, we feel like we've got a lot of weapons, a lot of depth. I mean, you guys haven't even asked me about JK at 25 and 10 boards, 4 assists. I thought he was fantastic. So a lot of guys really played well tonight.
Look at Kerr.
Man.
He's got a new teacher's pay.
And look at the media. They didn't go ask him JK first.
707. On the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line.
Give it to him.
Kuminga had 20 rebounds in 187 minutes against the Wolves. Nobody has seen this JK before. And he'll wear a shirt too that says Kerr was right.
I mean, man, Stoney, this, like, I know there, hey, you don't even have to say it, but you had. It's early. I get it. But boy, you got to be excited just for this kid, Kuminga, and this start. But, yeah, man, why would you want to say bye-bye or try to go get something for this if this keeps up? And just imagine if something happens now and I got to slow my roll to Curry or Jimmy. You got to feel like you're in good hands if you got Steph in this version of Kuminga or you got Jimmy in this version of Kuminga or whoever else, if Dre were to go down, you know?
Yeah. The way I look at it is – and I'm going to do this all year. We're 4 games in, but Kuminga's having a great year.
Mm-hmm.
Curry's having a real good year.
Draymond on
Butler's
his podcast,
been fine.
His new podcast, Evan Let Me Know, said on Odyssey that Curry was his MVP favorite.
Well, that's called pandering to a teammate, which is fine. But they have minimum game requirements now, so he'd have to put together another big season of games.
You know what that number is?
65,
I
think. 65. So anyway, Pods was also good.
Pods can dunk. He was good yesterday, man. You got to give it to him.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. The Golden State Warriors are now 3-1. We've got Brian Geltzeiler coming up at 1 o'clock, Sirius XM NBA Radio. And he's
just the man.
Dynamite.
I'm waiting for the first national guy to write off the Warriors.
But how
everybody is high on them this year, it feels like.
And they were high last year as they entered the play. They're the, remember this? They're the team you don't want to play. Yeah. So we've been down this road before. Now we just got more reinforcement with Kuminga, this new version of them. Dude, I love this other three, the second big three with Pods, Moody and Kuminga, man. And Buddy Hield, you know, he didn't have his best game. You still got him out there? I'm sorry. I'm not letting you take away Quentin Post's blocks. It's not he had two.
Right. The one John Morant threw it right into his armpit. Are you going to say next that he's a great defender?
No, I'm not. I'm saying I can see some improvement, man.
By the way, I always like to hear Quentin Post's accent. Who was the best player on the floor?
I think Draymond was great. I think he was the best player on the floor tonight. And you see, you know, he really got the crowd going, made some huge plays defensively, knocked out some shots. So, he was great.
I agree with you.
And so is the plus minus. Draymond, Steiny scored 7, but was a team high plus 18. Dude, that dude can take your soul. He's that dude you play with on the street. You know, just the one you feared, you just knew.
Right, when you're playing in Latin America.
What's that mean?
When you're playing in Spain.
I'm talking about the streets of the Hume, baby. Dude is mad.
Salty old Dama.
Now, what about the dance he did, though? When did he know he was going to do it? I'm watching him like, Evan.
What a piece of work
this dude's. Who's this choreographer, man? This dude, man.
That was kind of weird.
I thought it was extremely weird.
Well, I didn't dislike it like Steiny did, but I was just like, it's just so random.
That's what he is. And then dude misses both free throws. Don't tell me he wasn't rattled. That's all I'm
That's my point. The guy knows who he can rattle and who he can't. And around the guys he can, well, he can be a little bit meek.
But isn't that genius? Knowing,
sure, it's genius.
Picking your foe.
It's also called the easy way out. It's also called gutless.
Well, he went after Gobert. We saw that. What you mean,
Rudy?
7-footer.
Well, you don't pick on guys you can't beat.
He's like, whoa.
You guys love the home teams.
Oh, wow.
Why would you pick on someone that's gonna hurt you when you prod them?
Because maybe you've got some dignity.
But how many guys in the league
like Charles Oakley wouldn't bother with Salty Aldama?
No, but he was like
that's what I'm saying.
Go ahead and read that.
Yeah, he also wouldn't mess with Bird.
There used to be a heavyweight division, Steiny Oakley. Xavier McDaniel, real thug life. Like, you got a head on this. Maurice Lucas. How many Draymonds are in this era of NBA? Not many. Somebody, Julius Randle.
What about him?
I'd put him in the Draymond Club, like nasty.
He's a terrible defender.
No, just nasty, like, he'll throw down. There's not many like that that'll go there mentally like Dre does.
He won't go there either.
He went there last night.
No.
Okay. Then the horsey.
Okay. You're listening to the 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
No, but seriously, Sonny, give me another guy that's like Draymond, of that caliber.
Listen,
I mean, it's Mahorn type.
Well, listen, to me, those guys played in a different era, and Draymond gets to play in this era.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Yeah, the Anthony Mason type dude. It's not Dre's fault, but yeah, he's one of one.
It's not really hard with Draymond for me.
Well, it's not really hard.
It's not like people say, like, he's a great player.
Yeah.
One of the best defensive players of all time when he's.
Facts.
When he was in his prime, and he still has an incredibly high level at times. But I'm done with the other stuff. That's all. I mean,
need it, Steiny.
Like, I don't know. I don't find it amusing. That's all.
Well, I'm sure he didn't come to the arena last night. I'm a hard foul, my guy, but it happened, and he made a show of it, and the crowd responded. So sometimes I do like antics, Steiny. especially when you back them up.
And that's, I guess, my point.
Plus 18.
No, I'm talking about back it up. Like,
going
there he goes again all after right. Salty Aldama. That's all I'm saying. How about pods on Kuminga?
Let's go.
Yeah, it's just taking that step. Year five for him. He's understanding, collect a lot of information from 4 years of playing and understanding what the team needs from him in order to win games. Usually the most athletic guy on the floor from either team. And so I'm just using that to his advantage, getting shots at the rim, getting rebounds. Like I said, it helps the team and it turns out to be wins.
All right, pods.
The most athletic dude on both teams. Like that, damn. I like that. He said on most nights, Kuminga is.
Yeah. Probably was last night. Best athlete on the floor. The Warriors play 8 back-to-backs from now into the first week of January. The season just started. Why the concern about back-to-backs? Isn't everyone fresh? By the way, Green would not antagonize Oakley or Mahorn.
Yeah, we've already said that.
Well, they wouldn't have even, like, I shouldn't say it.
No, go ahead.
Like, here's the problem that I have. A guy of Draymond's stature should not be going after Salty Aldama. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but bullies don't That's think all I'm like saying. That, Stoney. Bullies want the
in
smoke.
In the same way that if Draymond played in the same era as Bird and Magic, they wouldn't have messed with Draymond because he ain't on their level. You see what I'm saying there? That's all.
It's Santi.
I know it is.
Well, you're doing the same thing.
What?
You're picking on him.
Who, Salty?
Yeah.
And all the others
you're doing
that you
the exact
mentioned.
Same thing.
No doubt about it.
His name. Why are you calling him Salty, Stoney?
No doubt. Soft.
Because.
Just saying.
Because I actually had forgotten today it was Santee.
No.
I don't know. Yeah, some patterns are repeating themselves. That's all. That's all. Hey, by the way, maybe some of my negativity is because I got some bad news today.
Oh, man, you've been fired up. What? What can I help you with?
So I'm listening to the radio the other day.
I'm not your guy.
And, of course, our you know, our sister station, Alice, Sarah and Vinny.
Yeah.
So I'm listening to them, and they have one of these contests where they've got an artist who's going to perform in at a very small venue.
Oh, I loved it.
It's called a session.
Okay.
So tomorrow they're having there's a session at a secret place where an artist is going to play in front of like 40 or 50 people.
I've seen Rafael Saadiq in a venue like this years ago in Sacramento. I can't name the venue though. Who is he? It was private.
Who is that?
From Tony.
Oh.
It never rains in Southern California.
There is no way that a contemporary artist wrote that. That song is from 72 years ago.
It's one of their hits though.
Nevertheless. Yeah. Nevertheless.
It feels good.
So the guy who's doing the show, I'm not going to lie, he's not one of my all-time favorites, but I'd love to see him in a room with 40 people.
Okay, who is it?
Billy Idol.
Uptown Girl.
That's Billy Joel.
Billy Idol.
Billy Idol's dancing when you sit. So anyway, I start making inroads to see if I can make it happen.
Yeah.
Concert's at 2.
Well, you get off
tomorrow.
Couldn't you get there while it still probably hadn't even started if you really wanted to?
No,
you can lead a crossover early.
No, because it's one of these things where, like, they open the doors at 1:55 or 1:30. You're in by 1:55, and if you ain't in, you ain't getting in.
So what's his biggest hit?
Oh, hey, boss.
Look at him. What's his biggest hit, Billy Idol?
Dancing with Myself and also Rebel Yell. With a rebel yell and a maw, maw, maw.
Yeah. Did you hear the cat screaming? Oh, my gosh. That was awful.
Randomly, you were talking about this. The big dog came through and got you a ticket. Now.
No, I can't go, though.
Why?
Because I got to be there by 1:55.
You got to be there by 2. I'm thinking about letting you out of the crossover.
Oh, look, well, you're out every day, like, but yeah.
I mean, but you're going to have to get the okay from Willard and Dibbs.
If you left here,
if you left here, and we're not saying where it is,
142.
You might be able to, I don't know.
Leave it. I actually know about how long a walk it is. It's 15 minutes.
But you understand the plane doesn't go down when you leave. You could leave at 1:30.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Please, we can handle it. Dude, you're going to be there.
We'll see.
But did you say once thank you to him for getting you a ticket? I didn't hear
thank you, boss.
It has appreciate to be clear it by Willard and Dibbs.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
I got to be, oh boy.
Yeah, that shouldn't be hard.
For him.
Hey, Willard.
Willard's going to give you
a for a white wedding.
You never heard that song?
No. I said, man. Billy Idol. Damn. Billy Joel, I was singing.
Yeah, that's Uptown Girl.
Yeah.
Well, he has another few bangers, too.
So you excited now?
Kind of.
And I know the venue. That's why you got to be excited.
You can't say it.
I know.
It's a secret.
I know.
And I guess they had a couple winners who called in. And, like, they can go, obviously, Sarah and Vinny.
Will Marcy be there?
No, I don't think so. Okay. I've got to tell you, it's a tough ticket. I got to give the boss credit. It's a tough ticket. I can tell. And you know what? They're producers and they're direct over there. Yeah. I can tell they're trying to keep it on the down low. Like, they don't want anybody to know about it. It's one of those things where, you know, I go up to somebody and go, hey, Billy, ain't you chance to get, oh, boy, it's going to be tough. Yeah. Yeah, it's really hard to get in there.
You got me excited for you. You better go. Well, you got the ticket now. Dibs and Willard will let you.
I'd love to go. I hope Willard allows me.
So, seriously, is he on your top 10?
No.
Where would he work? Top 20?
No. He's famous. He's a big boy. Billy Idol was a big boy in the early years of MTV.
For the purpose of this exercise, though, he is in Steiny's top 3.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Do you ever see, I got to tell you something. Do you ever see a band and you're in the first row?
I have.
It's just incredible.
At Yoshi's. It truly is.
You know what I like to do? I like to go to a concert, small concerts, get in the first row, and I just like to lock in on the guy playing guitar.
Wow.
It's incredible these
guys. Why not drums? But I get you.
You know why? I'm not a huge percussion guy.
Huh?
More of a string guy. Anyway, Big J in Oakland, back to Wiggins.
Jay. Remember that show? They lost.
That's Genesis or Phil Collins, one of the two. Hey, what's up, Big J? What's going on, buddy?
Good afternoon, guys. Danny, I have a question for you.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah. Pod's rookie year, we kind of saw his, you know, future, right? The way he played, and Kerr kind of bought into it. Do you think he'll buy into Will Richards' play as well, since we've seen a few of his games?
Hey, you know what, Big J? Did you see the clip on, I don't know, it was on social media. It was of the Warriors. They were having a practice, and Kerr was sitting next to Jimmy Butler, and Will Richard made a play where he made a cut to the basket, and he scored a layup. And it was like all informal, and they show Kerr, and Kerr says to Jimmy Butler, that guy knows how to play. That guy looks like he's been in the league few years already. So, Big J, I mean,
sound like Kerr, he's a Richard fan.
Kerr likes him, no doubt.
Well, would you pick him for your 24-hour fitness run?
Yes. Oh, Will Richard?
Oh, he would fit right in.
Oh, man, he was the kind of guy I'd love to play with. He could hide a lot of my deficiencies. He would have guarded the best guard.
And Big J, I'll say this, Donnie says it all the time. I didn't always agree. But if this dude is a product of playing 4 years, and when I saw him at the California Classic, I didn't know what it was, but it was a motor. But I'm like, that dude's got something. And his ability to just do simple things as back cut or know when to go, I'm like, he's going to be in this rotation. That's my prediction.
I'm curious to see if Kerr is going to go down that line. It'll be interesting to see. Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you, Big J. Appreciate the call.
What's not to like right now?
Let me tell you something. This guy is a ball player.
Oh. I want to get into a little bit of a conversation we had yesterday after the show. It has to do with pods.
Oh, okay.
But
careful.
Yeah, my boy. Yeah.
You guys.
You take stuff to air without getting authorization. Like, you've committed many flagrants. And I let him go. But we just got to improve on that. My phone has rung.
Have
after
I
the
ever
show.
Done anything? Hey, Evan, how was the date last night? That's as cold as it gets.
If you're single.
Especially when you knew coming into the show, the date was a nightmare.
No, but he's not a creep. He's single, ready to mingle. Now, if he was doing 10 other things, then I'd be throwing him under the bus.
Oh, by
the
way, break here.
Yeah, real quick, by the way, the woman who just walked by, her name's Sarah,
we'll get
not
into
Lindsay.
That
oh, no, Laura.
Southwest.
No, Lauren.
You want to get away?
All right. Brian Geltzeiler coming up at 1 o'clock, and then I'm going to share a conversation we had about pods, and I'll admit that there are things I don't know about basketball. How about that on the other side? What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
I'm bugging me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Kuminga has it in the front court. Terminates his dribble. Moody steps out. A little V-cut. Catches on the right wing. Pressure by Spencer. Now to Kuminga. One-on-one on Aldama. Low pass to Draymond. Left corner to Butler. Lets it go with one on the clock, and it's a three ball. Clutch shot there by Butler.
You're listening to Steiny. To Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right.
To you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
I'm waiting for him to go Laughing Monk or Righteously Brewed in San Francisco.
Has he done an interview on this station? That's what I want to crack. I want to be there. I want to take his radio virginity on 95.7 The Game. We did it with Macklin Celebrini. Let's do it with Jimmy. You got people.
I think he's done an interview already.
Not
in his career.
No, on the station. Let's be his first.
Listen, don't tell Jimmy Butler
how to
deal with the media.
We ask. He knows how to deal with them. Dude, he was right. Last year at the podium after game two saying him and JK could play together, like it's working.
Oh, boy.
You take your jacket off or something?
Yeah, it was hot in here.
What is that, Supersonics?
Yeah, but it's an old Supersonics.
Dude,
listen,
wow.
Just another great shirt that I own. I had two of them. I gave one to Evan. Now he took it accidentally when he was housekeeping.
All right, well,
and I said, just keep it.
Sticky fingers.
Yeah, this is the original Sonics logo. Tell me this logo isn't great. It's a great logo.
I think of Jack Sigma.
Yep. And he came a little after that.
I think
but
of
that's fine.
Downtown Freddie Brown.
There you go.
I think of Gus Williams.
There you go.
I think of Lenny Wilkins.
I'm supposed to ask you to please stop eating on air.
Oh, my.
Let's go to Joel in Berkeley.
Damn, cool.
Hey, Joel. How you doing?
Hey, fellas, I just wanted to point out a little thing, a little nugget that we're missing here.
Give it to me.
Will Richards. Will Richards, again, I just wanted, because we're giving everybody flowers.
It's Richard, no S. It's Richard.
That's true. You're right. You're right. I've corrected other people on
okay,
that.
Okay, my bad.
You're right. Yeah. It is Richard. Will Richard. He picked Ja Morant clean. Busted down in his defensive stance in front of Ja and took that ball without touching anything but ball. This kid is going to be a problem.
Oh.
I mean, can you imagine him and Moody and Melton all out there at the same time with their just closing down passing lanes and bugging the crap out of people? It's going to be impossible to feel comfortable on that floor.
Wow.
Putting a ball on the ground with those three dudes.
I'm with you.
I mean, they're going to be everywhere.
Man.
All right, man. I just wanted to make sure we didn't miss that little Will Richard.
No, I got it, baby.
Will Richard. That's it.
Yeah. You know what he did? You know what he did there, Goo?
What?
He pulled a Jerry Del Colo.
That is, I'm unfamiliar.
This guy who I played against when I was in 10th grade, he was a senior at Governor Mifflin. He got me on the exact type of steal that Will Richard made
on because he's
John Morant.
Yeah.
He got him. Let me tell you something.
Jay Kidd did that to me at Open Gym.
Yeah, let me tell the listeners about that little crossover that John Morant got picked on. You got to be picked on. You've got to be careful when you're crossing over in front of a guy with length and I learned my lesson at probably, sophomore, junior year. You got to be real careful about that, especially if a guy's got, a little more size on you. He can pick you.
But was crossing over a part of your game? I don't think it was in by then.
I didn't play in 1930. Yes, we had the crossover. We also had what we called the inside hand change. We had the spin move. I was a good.
I got a big ass.
I was able to create a jump shot off a spin move that just.
Now I would like to see it. Damn.
I could just get it off anytime I wanted. There you go. There's your play.
Damn, Steiny. I'm mad at you.
Speaking of which, as long as we're talking about me and my career, I just got a text from Mike Wise of the New York Times.
Come on, that's our guy.
Yeah, he wanted to know if I heard about Chris Broussard talking about the media back in the day.
Get him on.
He doesn't have anything to offer.
The stuff you waste in your phone. Lake up texts you during the show, but you can't get him to just come in studio.
I could. I just don't want to.
But why not?
Because it's my way of staying elevated.
What ranking are you, the metric are you looking at? Well, we are putting up numbers. You don't like what I'm, but it's true.
I hate when you say that.
But it's better than getting fired.
Well, let's go to Caleb in Newark. What's
Caleb.
Up, Caleb? How you doing? Yeah, get into some Niners before we get to Geltzy. What's up, Caleb? How you doing?
What's up?
Hey.
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
Man, 3-1, baby. You know.
3-1. Hey, before we get to some Warriors talk, we gotta address the real real quick.
The what?
The real.
Address the real quick.
Oh, okay. All right.
Mr. Giddings.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Which. Mr. Giddings, how are you and the missus, man?
What?
Are you going guru on me, Caleb? What's going on here?
He's checking in on the relationship.
Yeah, how are you and the missus, man?
Still working, man. Three S's and I got you.
All good, man. All good. I'm going to mess with you for that from time to time. But look, man, look. Kuminga, Jonathan Kuminga. There's no doubt. He was he's the key, man. He's the key. At the end, I've said it time and time again. You know what you're going to get from the veteran guys and the role players. Moody and Pajinski played really good yesterday. But Kuminga is, I think, if the Warriors end up winning a championship, I'm going to be honest. Like, we're still a long way away from that. But if they end up winning a championship, I think in large part it's going to be because of Kuminga. That guy, he's doing everything now.
Like, man.
He's rebounding. He's scoring. He's passing. He's playing defense. He's being patient. I mean, he's balling right now.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt.
Hey, right on, Caleb.
Thanks, Caleb. Appreciate the call.
I have the baseball, and I'm trying to poke you or Evan to throw something at me, but I'm getting vibes since we're talking about the age, and this has never happened, and I get that, and I hate it. But would you have a problem through four games? Prorate this now. Let's just say we're in game 24, and this is the same Kuminga we get, where I likened it to a young Kawhi Leonard when he first hit, before he was Kawhi, and you still had Manu, Parker, and Duncan. Would you allow this version of Kuminga to equate to a possible comp for a young Kawhi when they did it and we didn't even know, you know, what to expect from Kawhi? I like it.
I think he can be maybe the same kind of role as Kawhi Leonard.
But no doubt.
I would.
Because at that point, he was younger than those
guys. I'm not putting Jonathan Kuminga in Kawhi Leonard's class at all.
Yeah, see, that sounds and hits different. I'm talking about early Kawhi.
They play tonight.
They do.
Wimby, God, I'm getting a jersey.
But here's the thing about Kawhi. The early board man gets paid. He rebounded out of college.
Right.
The board man gets paid. Maybe you should have told that to Kuminga when he's rookie year.
I've never heard that one.
Ooh.
I think he wore a shirt that said that in college. And of course, nobody knew what it meant. And he said, a coach in high school or something said, board man gets paid, meaning the guy who rebounds gets paid.
Larry Smith.
No.
Me coming up, that was my guy.
Didn't Kawhi average like 13 rebounds a game at San Diego State?
Dude, his hands are humongous, man.
Thanks for reminding me.
What happened?
Here's something I didn't know. Evan, get a great question. No, you actually asked it.
But you're so quick to say Evan asked.
No, you did. I think you did.
We were all talking
about this yesterday, I think.
And it was, I think you said, Steiny, tell me the truth.
That's my cadence.
If you saw Pods play every game at Santa Clara,
yeah,
would you have known that he was an NBA player?
And that was my man.
And I said, nope. I probably wouldn't have.
I probably wouldn't have.
And then Evan throws in there, he led the conference in rebounding? Pods averaged 12 rebounds a game in college?
Dude, I saw a bunch of it. Holy at least Toledo. 15 games.
Overinflated it a bit, but it was 10.
Okay.
10 Steel. Rebounds a game.
So he that's just, he's been doing this. He came in the league knowing how to rebound.
Yeah.
Sonny, you remember that guy Saxon for St. Mary's?
He stinks.
Well, he's also 7 feet, but he out-rebounded him.
That's incredible.
I don't even know that guy, but dude, he should.
You know what?
He's a college player.
I know. That's why I shouldn't say it. And we got St. Mary's in our backyard.
Yeah, Evan does some of the games.
Just keep working, Saxy.
He's playing in France.
But is that a compliment? He's
graduated.
How big of a compliment is that to Pods? That, you know, I think about, and I saw what's the old coach that black coach. He was at
Nolan Santa. Richardson.
No, coached Denver. He coached
Bernie
the Kings.
Bickerstaff.
Keep going, and I took
Mike
a
Brown.
Picture. Keep going.
Keith Smart.
Gentry.
Alvin Gentry.
Yeah, he was in the game. We talked to him, Evan. But I'm just like, what's that? And I ask Evan all the time when he calls games. When you see it, do you know you see it? Like, I'm not a scout, but I never said Pa couldn't play in the league. But I never knew the degree he could have an impact and be playing alongside some of the smartest players. So that's why I always try to defend Pods when I can. But, you know, when you talk about who's the most talented youngster, it's Kuminga. And I don't believe it's close. And that's no shade at anybody. But, Steiny, I appreciated your honesty of looking at Pods.
I don't think I would have.
Even leading and rebounding and saying he could carve this niche out in the league this early. That's a compliment to him, man.
I mean, I guess I could say that, like, I liked Connect when I saw him play early in his senior year.
Why do I want to count the bucket for him? He can play. I know he's in they traded him and traded him back, but Steiny, he can play. I ain't saying he's a star. So you wouldn't want Dalton Connect on the Warriors? Come on, man.
I mean, I would just because he's.
You can score.
Because I liked him in college, yeah. But how can he not be playing?
I think that's a J.J. Redick issue.
I could see that.
I'm serious. Every time I watch him, he plays the Warriors.
Are you saying that because I'm inexperienced?
So insecure.
408, Steiny, what was your go-to move? I had many of them. I didn't really have a favorite.
You didn't explode, though. You didn't have
no
explosion.
None. Zero.
I love that you admitted
none. I'm telling you, I could rock into my jump shot
so
off
Sam
a spin.
So, Sam Cassell,
move.
You saying you were Cassell?
Yeah, a little bit.
Matt Steinmetz. Oh.
Question for Steiny. Just to say, just, you know, I'm having fun here today, and just to show everybody that I can laugh at myself. This from the 510 and the Boxer and Gershon Work Injury Attorneys text line. Question for Steiny. When you played basketball, had the vertical pass been popularized yet in football?
That is wow.
Yeah, they were just slinging Sammy Ball, was just starting to throw it downfield.
Hey, let me give you this quick one.
Yeah.
Since you're going to the concert tomorrow. Billy Idol, White Wedding.
Yeah.
Some say that's his best song.
Yeah, a lot of people think that.
Was that McCaffrey's wedding?
That's a four.
Let me stop. No, but can you remember that song?
Yeah. It's a nice day for a white wedding. That's about it. That's about it. Well, now we're stuck.
No, we're not. And we got Niners, too. They got to win.
So did you hear Kyle Shanahan yesterday talking about Brock Purdy? And he said this about Brock Purdy for Sunday in New York against the Giants.
I think it's too early to say. I don't think it's a long shot, but I know he's doing better, and we'll see how he's doing Wednesday. Hopefully, if he's doing good, he'll get in some reps.
So, a little odd phrasing there, but he said it's not a long shot. So.
Does that still mean it's highly unlikely?
I think it means...
Where's highly unlikely rank with long shot?
I mean, to me...
I want to see him back, man.
Yeah, I think he's going to play.
Do you?
Yeah, I
but
definitely
how well?
Do.
Or does that even matter
that,
moving forward, though?
I
like,
I
let's
don't
just
know
say
that.
You see another Jacksonville, or is it I'm the quarterback? You paid me. The toes bothering me. All right, I didn't have the best performance. I'm just like Mac. Once he hits the field, the Mac Jones things is that, but that ship has sailed.
What do you mean?
Once Purdy comes back,
what if he stinks?
That's what I'm asking. But he's your quarterback, and he can go.
But if he stinks, then it's probably partially because of the injury, I would think.
Wow, Steiny, then.
So
I'm not saying this that Purdy's even thinking like this, but Steiny, that sounds like you're saying there's a built-in excuse for poor, but not that Purdy would use it, but for poor performance.
Well, how did you judge his first two performances this year? Do you think the injury hampered him at all?
No, because we saw the first half in Seattle before he sustained the injury, but. I got to believe, you know, Vern Glenn, when he pulled up on us and shared with us, he thought some of those passes were Cheech and Chong because of the toe, and he couldn't push off of it. Okay, I'll give you that, but Steiny, he's been gone a while. So if you come back, what are you telling us? You're ready to go.
Yeah.
So I can't say if you don't have your best game or you throw a couple picks, oh, it was the toe. I guess my thing is I wouldn't run him out there if I thought that can be a reason. If he didn't play well, that doesn't mean you're healthy, to me, with this type of injury.
I mean, look, if he's out on the field, he's healthy. And if he stinks when he's out on the field, who cares if he's hurt or not? He stunk, and he might have cost you a game.
Like, a game they're going to need,
You got to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're not the only team trying to figure out when to activate a guy or when to put a guy on the field.
Chris M. typed this in the chat, Steiny, and why did it resonate with me? Risk management. Is there any of that with Brock as you run him out here, regardless of the surface that they're playing on in New York? The turf?
I mean,
or is it football?
I just don't think it's this complicated.
Well, the injury is.
All right.
This
and
might
when
be
he's healed, you play him.
But that might not be the next year.
Okay. Then you got to play with Mac Jones. Are you going to be able to survive that?
Oh, well, you have.
Right, but I mean, will you be able to get through the rest of the year if Brock Purdy doesn't come back?
I'm
talking about you, guru.
No, I'm just telling you. You know what I'm saying, Steiny. You got to run him out here. Like, I didn't like that you said the excuse is if he has a bad game, it must be the toe. That's a no to me. Like, no. If you're going to put yourself out there, we got to grade accordingly.
That's right. If he plays, he's healthy. And if he stinks because of the toe...
It doesn't matter.
So why he stinks? Because of
if
the
he
toe.
Stinks, he stinks.
Right, right, right.
And you'll get beat.
Well, I like Mac. I just think with this offensive line's down, if they're going to do something and qualify for the playoffs and beat.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The Rams and the Seahawks for the second time, and Arizona's looming, Chicago. You just want to have your dude back, but he's been out for a quick minute.
What about Pearsall?
I hope so. You know, I'm sure he's doing better this week than last week, but still haven't been told that he'll for sure be back. We'll have to evaluate that when we get to Wednesday.
Here's the other thing.
Coach speak.
You do realize that coaches worry less about this crap than the fans. Like,
I want to give
Kyle
you the
Shanahan
win, but when it comes to the quarterback,
is not pulling his hair out saying, I don't know. Like, he's like, can somebody tell me when Brock's ready? Then I'll put him in. Like, that, they don't.
They got also so much stuff to do, but I kind of get what you're putting down. But like, when it comes to your QB, you know what I'm saying, Stoney?
I just think most coaches in the pros, if a guy's hurt and he's not there, he's out of mind. Like, today, Kyle Shanahan's probably like, okay, what do you think? What's going on with Ricky? Well, he's going to test it Wednesday, and we'll see how he feels. Okay. Well, I can't count on him right now on Tuesday, so that means I got to keep other guys in the mix. Then around Friday, it'll be like, hey, you know what? He may need another more week. Okay. Give him another week. Like, I don't think coaches pine over this stuff. They go to the doctor, they go to the player, they make a decision, and then they kind of move on.
But, hey, and you could totally be right, but you got to give me this. Because of the complicated nature of this, to me, of this injury, that's why I'm asking, what holds more weight? Brock Purdy telling coach, I'm ready to go? All right, go out there and get him? Or is there some type of science? There's no x-ray, Stoney, or MRI on the toe that's going to tell you where it's at. So that's why I'm wondering what holds more weight. Brock saying, coach, I think I'm ready to go.
It's what holds more weight is Kyle Shanahan's decision. That's what holds more weight if he wants to, if he thinks he's ready or not. Like, here's the other thing. I'm going to assume that
last week, Brock Purdy was limited.
Right.
Okay, and then we went through the week, and he was still limited. Well, then he can't play. He can't play in an NFL game. All right, so maybe this week he's limited on Tuesday and Wednesday, and then on Thursday and Friday, he's like, you know what? He has a regular practice. We like the way he looked. He was rolling out.
All right.
He looked mobile. Now we put him out there.
Yeah. And I can't wait. I know it's still the stench of what happened in Houston, Stoney, but I just, you know, I know we think differently. And you didn't say what is going to be an easy game, but just the state of with what the Niners are working with, I don't think any game is going to be this easy. And I don't expect this 10 a.m. start in New York to be easy either.
Yeah, no, I don't expect, even though they have the easiest schedule in football, I don't expect any games to be easy either because they're not a dominant football team. Mm. And by the way, yeah, I am starting to see trouble brewing with this New York Giants game.
Well, tell me why.
I'm not going to tell you why.
Evan, no?
Yes, he does.
Well, okay, don't
all
let
three of us know.
No, it's.
Did we talk about it yesterday?
Don't let. No, you just.
These things.
Somebody's
happen.
Like the New York Giants have a great defense.
Gotta take a like mountain.
Kind of like the Texans.
Well,
so that's all. You want to hear something funny?
Yeah.
Did you hear this? Kyle Shanahan talking about the guys who played Sunday and their injury status.
See ya! I did not.
All right, guys. Injuries from yesterday. Sam O with an ankle. He'll be day-to-day. Jordan Elliott, ankle, day-to-day. D. Winters, knee, day-to-day. Alfred Collins, shoulder, day-to-day. And Mac Jones, knee contusion, day-to-day.
What was the funny part? I got to tell you, I don't think coaches have to do that. Go to the website. Like, he should – dude just got his ass kicked and he's got – like, that would piss me off.
Like, it is interesting the way they –
let somebody else – where's Mayoko at? Just give it to him and let him tell us.
So I actually do have a question. I don't know if you'll be able to get to it.
He's not reading dog tags. Like, he's just going down the list.
And he doesn't,
Evan, they just got their ass kicked.
Like, doesn't care who plays or who doesn't. He's like, tell me who's playing, and I'll devise the best game plan I can. What – so the Ravens on last Friday said – Lamar Jackson was a full participant,
oh,
and then on
trouble.
Saturday,
yeah, it changed.
They said he wasn't.
Yeah, hell's broken loose.
I don't understand why.
The bets, maybe if you thought Lamar, they had reported he was going to play, the money that went into that.
But they would never report he's going to play. They would just say he participated in a full practice, then Saturday, what if he had a setback
on
Saturday?
Wink, wink, but that, you got to know, and you got to be on top of it. So, the NFL, they're about to come down on them, Stoney. And think about you making a bet predicated on that report that Lamar was most likely going to play. Oh, Stoney, your $10,000 bet,
we need
little change to it.
This is where we need to be clear. Did the Ravens say we expect him to play, or did the Ravens say he was a full participant Friday? Those are two very different things to me.
But, yeah, I'll say this, and I'm going Thor. That's the guy that had the hammer. Superhero Stoney, for them to try to bring the hammer down, I got to believe they whatever was on that that is specified or may one believe that Lamar was back.
Nothing's going to happen.
Oh, dude, they're fine. Draft pick and fine.
No chance. They're not getting fined a draft pick. I say that with conviction. I have no idea.
You didn't get pizza. It was here.
I don't eat after I have my breakfast sandwich. Mm. Hey! We got Brian Geltzeiler coming up at 1 o'clock, Sirius XM NBA Radio. Tune in for Warriors Live, presented by Xfinity. Your home court advantage, brought to you by Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity, imagine that. That segment also brought to you by Moderna.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.